The hallmark of human maturity is pretty much furniture. A human can survive with nothing more than a knapsack full of underwear and Skittles. A grown-up human probably owns a couch. We own a couch. Not only is it the couch on which my wife and I shared our first kiss, one of our children threw up on it recently. This couch has been around a while, and it could tell tales, probably some that I don't even know. It'd be a burden to know what this couch knows. I don't think people appreciate what their furniture is asked to do every day. The couch is not alone. Right now, out in the garage, up on the top shelf with the carpet samples, there's an old steel rolling office chair. Its upholstery is this green canvas, the kind of fabric one would use to cover something unpleasant-looking without protecting it from the elements. My parents could never properly explain why they kept the chair when the family's junkyard business failed in the 1980s, and I could never properly explain why I kept it when my parents got divorced. In a movie, this chair would be played by Gene Hackman, and the movie would end with Gene Hackman shot in the gut, bleeding and cussing. Roll credits. We still have the chair. My wife's late grandfather made our dining room table from an old wooden door and wrought iron from his old ironworking business. Her father refinished it. We eat chicken nuggets there on 50 years of craftsmanship. It is no small irony that any attempt by me to build a table would produce a product that would struggle under the weight of a 4-piece nugget meal. We recently moved our younger twin boys from toddler beds into twin bunk beds, big boy beds we call them. These are big boys now, Doug crawling up to his perch overlooking the room and George into his cave, or shed as he likes to call it. Their older brother Henry sleeps on a tall bed on the other side of the room. They curl up under the covers, and they are little men, not babies, who will one day have to contend with this bunk bed and all the furniture of the house, just as their parents contend with generations of heavy wooden weight from the past. Furniture endures because it is heavy. The harder it is to move a thing, the less it moves, same as people. That's why stubbornness reaches down through the ages like the cover of a roll-top desk. That's why we leave certain relatives alone. We have the strength to move her, the power to budge him, but not the ambition, and so they stay as they are. We sit on our furniture, we eat there and sleep. We live on our furniture, and in return it tells our story and weighs us down to the center of the universe.